Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
We have on air, waiting to speak with us, Alicia Zaccola-Hill, who's the Festival Director for the Italian Film Festival. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. Hopefully you enjoy the films more this year.
Well, look, I haven't been to the Italian Film Festival, so I will go this year.
Oh, you talking about the Italian
Film Festival.
I was talking about another festival.
The audience. Let's just make that clear to the audience. You're not talking about the Italian
I'm not talking about the Italian Film Festival. I was talking about another film festival that just completed recently. But look, that is part of what happens with film festivals, isn't it? You do get, you win some and you lose some, isn't it? Isn't that part of?
Yeah, that's true. And you know, taste is so varied that you sometimes someone will love, other people will hate. So you know, it's part of it.
Look, I find that generally people's responses to films are relatively consistent. You know, the majority will either like or dislike, but you won't get a split. Very rarely do you get.
Yeah, I mean, the majority, sure. I am always surprised, though, by emails. I received a really funny email. I thought it was funny, a really funny email about The Great Beauty, which was a fantastic film, which won an Academy Award. But I received an email from someone saying, why have you screened this film? You should not have chosen this film. What's your selection criteria? Who are you buying films for? Who do you think your audience is? So, you know, that was quite surprising for The Great Beauty.
So tell us about the Italian Film Festival.
Well,
what are the highlights?
It's in its 17th year, and probably the first highlight for me is the opening night film, I would say, and I think that's going to definitely be a bit of a crowd pleaser. It's got a really modern premise. It's about a group of Italians who get together for a dinner party at one of their houses and decide to play a bit of a game with their phones. They decide to put them on the middle of the table, and whatever message comes through, WhatsApp, voiced, you know, call, whatever it is, to put it on speakerphone or read the message out. And, of course, they go into it thinking, what a funny game, and not realising how many people are hiding secrets.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be pretty dangerous.
That really gives me a great idea about my next dinner party.
Yeah, I'm not bringing my phone. How many films in total, Alicia?
There are 30 screening this year.
Wow. And so you say the 17th year.
Yes.
That's a good innings for a film festival in Australia. There's a lot of film festivals here. 17 years is a bloody good innings.
Yeah, I can't believe it's actually been 17 years, but I think it's just something that it doesn't take just Italians to enjoy, or Italian Australia, something that has appealed to just everyone that loves anything Italian, or just people that love good films, so and people that love European films, so I guess the audience is quite wide.
How many of those 30 are short films, or are they all sort of feature length?
Short films this year, sadly. They're all feature length, except for one, which is a 35-minute documentary, which is about Italian young migrants in Australia who are working on farms for 88 days to get to the next stage of visa. And so it interviews them about their impressions of Australia and what's brought them here. And so that's interesting to have that local angle as well.
And Alicia, as an LGBTI radio station, it would be remiss of me not to ask you about any LGBTI content. Are there any films that actually do have an LGBTI interest?
Yeah, there are. We've got a few this year, actually. My favourite one would have to be Ariana, which is about a teenager who, the film is set during her teenage years. It's a coming-of-age film. It's a really beautiful film. But she is born intersex. And so the film opens up with the line that, you know, she has been born three times, first as a boy and then when she's three years old as a girl, and then and again when the film, the story of the film begins, and I didn't really know anything about intersex before, so the film was a bit of an eye opener for me, and just so beautifully done. It's just a really beautiful coming of age film.
Great.
And are you showing at one venue or a number of venues, the festival?
Oh, this is screening in every single festival location across the country. And so, yeah, it's getting a lot of screenings, and I hope that people will come and see it. It's a beautiful film.
And what about the other LGBTI films?
There's a film with Margarita Bui and Sabrina Ferrelli, who...
love those names.
Margarita Bui is one of Italy's greatest actresses, and she's usually in a couple of films every year. And this film has been billed as Italy's first ever story with lesbian protagonists. So it's about their characters. They're together. They've been together for 5 years, and they're starting to hit a few bumps in the road in their relationship. So that's a good one too.
Mm, nice.
Doesn't normally take 5 years.
And there's another one actually.
No, I was going to say, is it 5 years? Is the kickoff point for the difficulties?
Yes, I guess it depends on your relationship.
It does, doesn't it?
But One Kiss is the other film, Un Bacio, which is set in high school, and it's about three outsiders. And one of them is the new kid in town who has just been adopted by a local family. And he is just really out there, loving guy, proud of who he is, flamboyant. He's the only gay kid in school. They haven't seen anyone like him before, and he's really shaking up a few things there with just being who he is, and unashamedly so and unapologetically so. So the school is quite I guess conservative and haven't seen anything like this before. They're not taking to it well, and so it's tackling the themes of bullying and prejudice. So that's a good film too.
Mm. What's the biggest challenge, Alicia, in putting the festival together? You know, as the director, what's the biggest challenge? Gathering the films, assessing them, working out, is anyone going to watch it? Who's going to be offended? Who's not? What's the biggest challenge? I mean, trying to do all those things, of course, but what's the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I think Italy makes such great films, so selecting the films is not the hard part. I think there's so many wonderful films. I think logistically, sometimes these festival things are challenging. Putting a festival together a month after August, when August is the summer holidays initially and all the Italians are on holidays, is challenging. And I think always spreading the word to more people and, wanting more people to come and see different films is always a challenge. I think, and speaking of the LGBTIQ community, I have found in every year I've had some really wonderful films that haven't been supported. And there was a film, Darker, in Midnight a couple of years ago, which I really felt was a shame that nobody came to see.
Not one person.
Well, you know what? It was probably the poorest performing film in the whole festival.
Wow.
And this year I worry with Ariana, if we're talking about challenges, I guess my challenge is, letting people know that this wonderful film is on. So they don't all just come and see the big blockbuster comedies, the big box office smash hits or the films with the all-star cast. For me, I'd really like everyone to come and see Ariana.
Well, we'll give it a good plug because, you put the film on and no one comes, and this is a challenge that, the Queer Film Festival has had over many years, is getting, getting bums on seats. All film festivals have that problem. Not all of them will admit it. But, you put a film on and no one comes, then it makes it a bit hard to justify putting something similar on the following year, doesn't it?
I know that people will come to the comedies, and there's no struggle to put bums on seats for those, but I do find that really good quality dramas or, more difficult stories or gritty, more realistic films, sometimes maybe people just think that they're going to be hard work, but they don't realise how rewarding the experience will be. So that's, I guess, always my challenge in trying to... position the film so that the people you want to be honest about what the film is, so people know what they're coming to see and they're not feeling misled, but at the same time you want it to appeal and for them to buy the ticket as well.
Alicia, just as we wind up, could you remind our listeners when and where the film festival is? When does it begin?
The film festival starts next week, opening in Melbourne on Thursday at the Astor, and it's touring around the country for 3 weeks after that, so from the 15th until right into October, the 10th festival run.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, I should mention it's at Palace Cinema Como, Palace, Baldwin, Westgarth, and Kino Cinemas as well.
Okay, so it's across a range of cinemas, not just the Astor.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
That's
Alicia,
right.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. All the best with the film festival this year.
Thank you.
I hope you get lots of high-performing film shows.
Me too. Well, thanks. So hopefully everyone comes along and enjoys the film.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.